It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being locked in, tuned in all over North America. Whether you're going to work, coming to work, sitting at home, relaxing, chilling, making money, protecting people, helping people, educating people. Whether you're just hanging out, thank you for being here. This is when the show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you to our producer in New York City, Ryan Botcher. And thank you again to you, because if you ain't here, I'm not here. Botcher's not here. The station's not here. So thank you very much. We've had a busy day in the world of sports. The Oklahoma City Thunder are writing more checks. Jalen Williams, the latest to get paid. We already saw Chet Holmgren get a check. We saw Shai Gilgeous-Alexander get a check. Everybody's getting a check. It's like when Oprah was giving away cars, okay? Giannis Antetokounmpo, he doesn't know if he's staying in Milwaukee. He's like, probably, maybe, I don't know. Who knows? Hey, we had an American woman. She advanced to the final at Wimbledon. Yes. We'll talk about that next break, okay? How about this? In a couple of hours, it's been hyped all day, hyped all week. Bronny James and Cooper Flagg. Come on, man. This is LeBron's son and a rookie. Come on, man. What are we doing here? People are spending thousands of dollars to see it. We're going to have a chat with Keith Smith from Spot Track. Covers all things NBA. Get his thoughts on what's going on. What a surprise. Angel Reese and RG3 are beefing. I feel like these are two people that like beef. But RG3 at this point in time, I got to be honest. And I don't like telling people. RG3 got to shut up. He got to shut the hell up. I'm giving you a preview on what I'm about to say about this man in 2 hours. He has to shut the hell up. We'll talk about college football. Mentioned it yesterday. Dion brought up the fact that college football should have a salary cap. We'll get into that. FIFA Club World Cup is on its way. A couple of my people at Morgan State University in Baltimore have been covering it. I'll explain later on in the show. We'll talk to one of the students who's been covering the FIFA Club World Cup. We just have so much to do. You want to be a part of the show? You can. You can call me like Miss Cleo, like they used to say. Call me now. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You can find me on the internet. I'm there, just like you probably are. I am at JR Sport Brief, like Robbie from Birmingham found out. Yeah, I'm at JR Sport Brief. That's always funny. People go, oh, my God, that's I never knew what you look like. Well, damn it, it's 2025. Not, I don't know, 1989. If you, maybe you found my photo in the newspaper or something like that, or maybe I was on television, and you say, oh, that's the guy from the radio. Like, 2025, use the internet. It's not that tough. Botcher, you use the internet all the time. You okay?
I am what they call chronically online.
Uh-oh. Oh, no, that's not good.
Yeah, I can't. So I am addicted to the internet, so I'm forcing myself to see a midnight showing of Superman tonight, so I can't see any spoilers.
Oh, my God. Are you serious? You are chronically addicted to the internet?
Well, not actually, but I say that, and I might be.
Okay.
I don't know what it technically lists under, but I need my phone to see the news, if that's a thing.
Could you go outside? Could you go to the park for 3 hours without your phone?
Yeah, I could do that.
Oh, okay. Yeah. You're okay. You're
I'm not that bad.
Do you do it? Have you done it?
Yeah, all the time. Well, does it count if I'm listening to music?
Well, how are you listening to music without a phone?
Use a radio, like a boombox.
You carry around a boombox in New York City? Who, are you LL Cool J?
No. That's what I'm saying. There's no other way to listen to it without my phone. But I put on Do Not Disturb, and I just walk for hours.
Wait. Well, see, that's not what I'm asking you. Like, my phone is on Do Not Disturb all day long because I do not want to be disturbed. I don't want to be connected, okay? I see what you send in 5 minutes. If I'm busy, great. Okay, I said, do you leave your phone at home for 3 hours? Not put it on Do Not Disturb.
I've never actually left my phone without me, just in case someone gets hurt or there's an emergency. But I know. I can go without it for 3 hours.
But you've never done it.
But I've never done it. I'm not addicted.
Okay, that's what
it's in the know.
That's what addicts say. Okay. I'm just saying. I'll tell you this, one day, a couple months ago, I don't know, I walked out the house, and I think I was going to the park on like the weekend or something like that, and I did forget my phone. I left it on the counter or something in the kitchen, what have you, and I realized it when I got outside. I literally stepped outside, and I said, oh, crap, I don't have my phone. You know what I said, Bacha? I said, good. I said, I will leave it. I said, I'll leave it right there. I'm not going back inside to get it. And I enjoyed going outside and not being attached to the phone. I liked it. I enjoyed it. You should try it. Go for it.
But then I'm stuck with my own thoughts for 3 hours. That's crazy. Or I have to talk to random people.
That's
asking for a lot.
Welcome to how the world used to be, okay? Make you a more well-rounded person and individual, okay?
Scary place.
Yeah, it can be. It's 2025, lots of things going on. Like people getting paid. The Oklahoma City Thunder continue to dole out contracts to people who have probably never put down their phone. Okay, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander got a contract. Chet Holmgren got a contract. And today, Jalen Williams got a contract. Listen to the news that broke, courtesy of CBS Sports HQ.
We've got some breaking news out of the NBA where Jalen Williams and the Thunder have agreed to a 5-year rookie max extension, which can reach a maximum value of $287 million. That is according to ESPN. So the deal will reach its max value if Williams is named to an All-NBA or defensive team, wins MVP, or wins Defensive Player of the Year. Williams was named to his first All-NBA team last season and, of course, helped lead the Thunders their first title since moving to OKC. He averaged a career-high 21.5 points, 5 boards, and 5 assists per game. The Thunder have now committed $822 million to their core three over the past week and a half, and that includes, of course, the MVP, SGA, Chet Holmgren, and now Jalen Williams.
Man, more than $800 million in contracts. Jalen Williams, 5-year contract extension, $287 million. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, 4-year deal, $285 million. Chet Holmgren, 5-year deal, $250 million. $822 million combined. Cha-ching. Damn. That's a lot of money. And Jalen Williams, yeah, you heard his accolades, all-star now. Dropped 40 points in the NBA Finals in that Game 5, had 20 points in Game 7 to help close things up for the Oklahoma City Thunder. They just clocking money. Like, this is the opposite of what happened the last time they had Durant, Westbrook, and then James Harden. James Harden was coming off the bench and was like, man, we got to get this guy to his own team. We're going to keep my main man, Serge Ibaka. Shout out to my main man, Serge. Bacha, you know Keri Hilson?
Nope.
Okay. She's a singer, and she at one point in time she's a gorgeous woman, of course. Well, she was dating Serge Ibaka, so she's a gorgeous woman. And I know Serge. I haven't seen him in a while because all he does is travel the world and play basketball. I haven't seen him in a while. I was at a party one time, and Serge Ibaka, he's like JR, come here. I'm like, all right, what do you want? He's like, all right, come here. And meet my girlfriend, Keri. And I'm like, what? And then I turn around, I go, Keri Hilson? Okay, all right. That makes sense. I don't think Serge Ibaka would find just some random-ass Keri around the block. And I'm like, oh, okay, yeah, the R&B singer, Keri Hilson. Of course. Absolutely. What else is new? Anyway, the Oklahoma City Thunder decided to keep Serge Ibaka instead of James Harden. Well, I guess Sam Presti learned his lesson. He's not trying to turn things around on that one. Everybody loves this guy. Everybody loves Jalen Williams. His head coach, Mark Daigneault, he talked about his favorite small forward, shooting guard. Listen.
Just the versatility, all the boxes he checks. You know, he's good at everything. There's nothing he can't do on a basketball court. And the cumulative effect of that is he impacts every game and is a great player that is still growing and still improving. But I'm just so impressed by him and what he can do on the court.
Okay. All right. Well, at least to keep the three of them together. And let's be real. Let's be honest. It wasn't Durant and Westbrook and Harden. That was never going to work. They got close. They went to the NBA Finals, but that was never going to work. You know what I mean? And this is why it's hilarious when people talk about Kevin Durant. or the people I called last week and were just like, oh, he's going to make things worse for the Houston Rockets. Man, Kevin Durant was playing with Westbrook and Harden. And Kevin Durant would stand there and look at Russell Westbrook take stupid shots. And Kevin Durant would not choke him. Kevin Durant would not yell at him to give him the damn ball. Kevin Durant just kept balling out. He kept making the right play. He worked with that man, even though he probably wanted to put his hands around his neck. Okay. Oklahoma City Thunder, they have a trio that just won a championship. They have a trio that's going to be together, damn it, for about the next 5 years minimum. Everybody else around that team, you can just kind of slot the pieces in and out. Now, I will tell you, when I think about Chet Holmgren, that man is an injury waiting to happen. I don't know. There's something about his gait, something about his body frame and type. It doesn't appear that he will ever be able to put on weight or real muscle mass. I think he is what he is. The guy broke his foot before he even played in an NBA game. The man broke his hip, which is my greatest fear in life. The man broke his hip this year. Come on now. Chet Holmgren might be the guy that they got to just cross their fingers on. Okay, but congratulations to Jalen Williams. He's not going anywhere. We know Shai Gilgeous-Alexander wasn't going anywhere. And the man who will break the bones in his body, Chet Holmgren, he is not going anywhere either. Okay. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. You know what? Somebody else. Not going anywhere. I like this music so much. Somebody else who's not going anywhere is Devin Booker.
We've got breaking news out of the NBA where Devin Booker and the Suns have agreed to a two-year, $145 million extension through 2030. That's per multiple reports. The four-time All-Star has spent his entire 10-year career in Phoenix, averaging just over 25.5 points and 7 assists per game last season. Booker is now set to earn $316 million with the Suns over the next 5 seasons.
Now, Botcher, you like that music? It makes you want to march?
Yeah, the snare drum, it makes it sound like I'm patriotic.
Patriotic, okay. A little rat-a-tat-tat. You want to do a march?
How long is the march? If it's like 10 miles? No.
Okay. How long was the military parade they just did in D.C.?
Good question. I feel like I should know how long those parades are. Probably, I'd say a couple miles.
Did anybody watch that parade?
I didn't. If that means anything.
Didn't it not rain on that? It was a Saturday night, right, that they did this parade? And I believed it rained, so they had to move the parade up and show. What a waste of time. Can I not pay taxes for 3 years because of that parade?
I hope so. It was a 90-minute parade, and it lasted 1 mile.
Oh, my God.
So that's like walking down the block.
We shipped out all these tanks and soldiers for 90 minutes. Oh, come on, man. I need a couple years off on my taxes, all right? Anyway, Devin Booker can give me some money. Devin Booker walking around, two-year contract extension, $145 million for a Phoenix Suns team that's not going to go anywhere. Devin Booker is out here swindling Matt Ishbia. Matt Ishbia just gets swindled all the time. That's the owner of the Suns. He's swindling himself. That doesn't sound right, but he is. This man buys the team and is just like, I need all the toys. Well, you don't got enough room in the toy box to keep buying all these toys, man. He's like, I already got Devin Booker. Let's get Kevin Durant. Let's get Bradley Beal. Well, what else you putting in there? Junk. That's why that team didn't work. This team is going to be junk for years by the time. And Devin Booker is going to be 29 in October. They got to pay this man through 2030. Come on now. He peaked when Chris Paul showed up, and they basically went to the finals in 2021. He was their best player. Chris Paul was their best pain in the ass. I don't think they would have gotten there if it wasn't for Chris Paul. I don't think Devin Booker is ever going to be the best player on a championship team. I just don't think. He can score. He can go out there and get buckets and bunches, but nah, I don't believe in that guy. Forget about it. Four-time All-Star Olympic champ. He can score. I ain't counting on him to go out there and do anything else. Devin Booker's staying in Phoenix. We knew that was going to happen. He's over here consulting the ownership on who can stay and who should go. All right. It's like everybody's on vacation in Phoenix. Nobody's actually trying to win basketball games. Devin Booker staying in Phoenix. Jalen Williams is staying in Oklahoma City. Somebody who's not staying is Giannis Antetokounmpo. Oh, not quite. We don't know if he's staying. Giannis has been in Milwaukee since 2013 when they drafted this man 15th overall. But now we know the team has been stripped to the studs. Well, not really. I just think they got pieces that aren't championship worthy. I don't think the pieces fit enough to win a title. I don't think they have enough guard play. I don't think they have enough depth. You bring in Miles Turner, but Damian Lillard went down. It ain't no replacement for him. You haven't found one yet. Giannis Antetokounmpo was sitting down with iShow Speed, the entertainer, the streamer, the athlete. He's racing people. I don't know what he's doing. I know he got money. Good for him. He was sitting down with Giannis, and he was asked, hey, Giannis, you going to stay in Milwaukee? What you going to do?
L.A., the tax is bad. New York tax is bad.
Yeah.
Hell no.
A lot of people tried to convince me. Tried to convince me to go and play there and stuff.
Oh, no.
No.
So you staying in Milwaukee?
Probably. Probably. We'll see. Probably. I love Milwaukee.
Oh, damn. How enthusiastic was that? I'm not trying to, like, dial in or drive too much. He doesn't know if he's staying. He has no idea. I mean, he could have just said, yes, and I want to stay. He didn't say that. He says, probably, I love Milwaukee. You have to think about it. That man is eventually gone. He might be gone in February. He might be gone next June. Giannis ain't staying out there. Brian Windhorst, he hears everything and knows it all. It seems like it. I think LeBron doesn't believe so. He was on ESPN because that's what he gets paid to do. Brian Windhorst had a response about Giannis' future and some of the teams that heard those comments that you just did.
We'll see is the basis of why a bunch of teams are considering holding their assets to try to make a trade for Giannis sometime in the foreseeable future. We'll see is enough in the NBA. That's the value of a superstar player is so high, and the impact that one franchise-changing player can make is so great that a player simply saying, we'll see, whether it's on a stream or it's behind the scenes at a party or to another player on a court, we'll see has gotten teams to tear up future plans and to plan years in advance and to hoard cap space and picks. I've seen it happen. So while on one hand, it's not Giannis saying he wants to do anything but be in Milwaukee, it does explain why teams are keeping a very close eye on the situation. And I would say that Giannis provided no clarity on his future with those remarks. And no clarity is what's been driving the speculation around Giannis.
Man, yeah, we'll see doesn't work out for people. It don't. It does not. Hey, you ever going to marry that girl? We'll see. I mean, you can we'll see a lot of things. We'll see is not good. Don't will see anybody. That's going to end up bad for you. Like, it's going to end up bad for Giannis. He's probably going to eventually leave Milwaukee. Believe that. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. Shout-outs to our listeners in Milwaukee. If you want to give me a call, you can. You can find me online at JR Sport Brief. You know, we'll talk some more free agency with Keith Smith from Spot Track. He'll be here with us next hour to take a look at what's going on in Summer League, what may happen with Giannis, some of these contracts that have been handed out. We still don't know what's going to happen with Kuminga. Bradley Beal hasn't been bought out yet. So we'll have that conversation with Keith Smith next hour. So much more to get into. I told you Bronny James and Cooper Flagg, they're going to be on the same basketball court in about 2 hours. His dad, Bronny's dad, LeBron James, apparently he hasn't been in touch with his new teammate, DeAndre Ayton. People are speculating whether that means LeBron is eventually just going to be gone from the Lakers. I told you that Angel Reese and RG3, they got a beef. Okay, we're trying to explore whether or not college football should have a salary cap. We have so much to get into. But you know what? When we come back on the other side of the break, I'm going to tell you about somebody who has already moved on from his team. And he didn't want to. They told him goodbye. I'll tell you who it is on the other side. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you Okay. Okay. A little ODB. I like ODB. I go psycho killer Norman Bates. Anyway, before we went to break, I told you about a couple basketball players. Jalen Williams gets a big contract to stay in Oklahoma City. Devin Booker gets a big contract. It's going to pay him like $71.5 million, $72 million at the end of his contract to stay in Phoenix. He's going to be there until 2030. And Giannis Antetokounmpo, he was asked whether or not he was going to stay in Milwaukee. Just like, I think so, maybe, I don't know. Yeah, he doesn't know nothing. Anyway, I told you about somebody that is moving on. DJ LeMahieu of the New York Yankees. He has been given the boot. The Yankees waived him. He can't play defense anymore. And it's bad, although he's gotten better, he's a liability. This guy got a busted hip. Before he had a busted hip, he had a busted foot. And how the hell you going to play any, forget third base, how the heck you going to play second base and you got no range? And so the New York Yankees said, nah, we can't do this. We got our third baseman over here, Jazz Chisholm, not a third baseman. We got to put him back at second base. He's telling everybody his arm hurts. He's out here committing errors. Nah, we got to fix this. And so the New York Yankees are eating $22 million of DJ LeMahieu's contract. It's kind of sad as you get older, right? Can't move. He is 36 years old. This guy's won multiple gold gloves. And the reason why he was given the boot is because, oh, now he can't move. Welcome to the life of most of us. DJ LeMahieu. Let's just say Aaron Boone said he didn't take it well. And why would he?
Difficult, but at the end feel like this is the right thing to do at this time, and you know, just certainly wish all the best for what's been a great player.
Oh, sad. He's sad. Everybody's sad. I'm not sad. Aaron Boone continued on. Well, he got the boot. Did y'all give him the boot, or did he want to walk out the door?
Cash and I met with him again last night, and Cash talked to him at length today a couple times. So, yeah, just ultimately came to this conclusion, but not a scenario where he asked for it.
Oh, he sucked, man. He was bad. He just started to stink the joint up. Botcher, watch him end up on a team and bat like 360.
Prime, back to his Colorado days. They do need anyone in Colorado.
Oh, damn. Don't send him back there. Don't do that.
Why? So it's an everyday job, probably.
To play on a loser?
Yeah. It's where he started. Or didn't start. He was succeeded.
Yeah, he's gonna end up on a good team. He's going to bat 360, and whatever team he goes to, he's going to help him win the World Series. And Yankee fans will then all complain about letting go of this guy. Like, he hasn't sucked for the past, 3 years. People have been asking for him to get the boot. And now he got fired. Let's see what type of success he has or does not have, depending on where he goes. Brian Cashman, he got to work out a lot. Clark Schmidt is now officially undergoing Tommy John surgery. He got to find a better third baseman now that Jazz ain't playing there and DJ LeMahieu is gone. The bullpen has gotten the hell kicked out of it because of injuries to guys like Clark Schmidt. Brian Cashman was like, man, yeah, we got rid of the guy because it just didn't fit and didn't work no more.
If Booney wants to pinch it for Peraza later in the game, currently the alternative to play third would be Ascara. And that's just not something I could leave comfortably. And so as we worked through it, walked through it, talked through it, ultimately made a tough decision.
It sounds like he makes tough decisions. Hopefully he didn't sound like that when he fired the guy. Yeah, DJ LeMahieu was going to find a job somewhere else. Matter of fact, yeah, he can go to Colorado. I don't know where he's going. We'll see. I'm sure he will do well wherever he ends up. Hopefully it's not on a bum team. Stay away from going back to Colorado. Speaking of coming back, we got an American in the Wimbledon women's final. No, it's not Coco Gauff. She lost basically right out the gate. No, it's not Naomi Osaka. She's just sounding sad somewhere. We have entered into a space, a pretty cool space right now, where Amanda Anisimova is going to represent the United States of America against Swiatek, and she's from Poland, in the Wimbledon final. She upset Sabalenka today. She loses against all the American women. Good for her. Hope she keeps on losing. Congratulations to Amanda Anisimova. She happens to be from New Jersey. And Botch, does that mean she's a good person or a bad person being from New Jersey?
Depends how you look at it. Good person, if we're talking like Jersey Shore good, or if we're talking like Sopranos.
Oh, boy. Oh, I didn't say Sopranos, bro. She's never pumped gas in her life, right? No?
Nope, never.
Damn. I hate that. It's like there's two states, I believe, where you cannot pump your own gas. One is New Jersey, and I don't remember the other one. I don't know. Every time I ever drove through New Jersey, I'm like, what are you doing? Like, and now I got to tip you? I've been pumping my own gas my whole life, and now you just popping up on my car? It's a nice luxury. You know, I don't want to do it, but I do it. Now I got to tip you? Especially when gas is high. Now I have to tip you? I'm pretty sure Amanda Anisimova, she's gonna get some nice tip money if she wins. She's heading into the final of Wimbledon. This is what she had to say about the pressure of it all.
Yeah, I mean, Iga is such an unbelievable player, and she's also been an inspiration to me. Her work ethic and all of her achievements have been really inspiring. So I'm sure it'll be an amazing match again. Getting to compete against an unbelievable player again is going to be super special. Hopefully I can bring some high quality tennis and make it a battle out there. But just going to go out and enjoy every moment and try to not think about what's on the line there.
Beat her. Go beat USA, USA. Like Hacksaw Jim Duggan used to say, USA. Go beat her. I'll be rooting for Amanda Anisimova. And Sabalenka, the last time she lost against, Coco Gauff, that last time at the French Open, she was whining and crying. Oh, I had a bad day. It's like, man, you got beat. Just shut up and suck it up. Is she going to cry today? She said she wasn't.
No. I'm going to see Roland Garros press conference, so anyone who was waiting for that, you can leave right now.
Oh, she said, if you are waiting for me to cry like the last one, you can leave right now. So she's happy that she lost. Not really. Listen to what she had to say about losing. I think she's mad.
Losing sucks, you know. You always feel like you want to die, you don't want to exist anymore, and this is the end of your life. But then you sit there a little bit, and you think about what you could have done differently on the match, and you see stuff where you wasn't at your best in the match, and you see that the other player performed much better, and you kind of like can see things better.
Her press conferences are gold. She's either complaining or whining or crying. I don't want her to die, but she's like, oh, I feel like I'm going to die, but then I'm okay. And she must be fun at parties. I don't know. No, probably not. She's the type of person at a party that you probably would not want to talk to. Congratulations to Amanda Anisimova. And she's moving forward to the Wimbledon final to represent the good old U.S. of A. Yeah. Come back to America with that. They give them a act. Do they give them? They come. They have that bowl. No, it's not a bowl, right? It's the trophy.
It's like I mean, this won't do it justice, but it sort of like looks like that large plate, you know?
It's the Wimbledon is the plate. There you go. Yeah. Wimbledon. Which one is one of them gets like the trophy? I forgot which. Is that Australia? One of them. You're right. Wimbledon is the plate. 100% correct. Yeah. Come back with that big old plate. Yeah. Anyway. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Somebody's going to get a trophy next week here in Atlanta. I think they give him a trophy. He used to have a trophy. Now they give away a chain, which is the dumbest thing ever. We're going to talk about the Home Run Derby. Because we got an addition. who's in the Derby from the, I want to call them the Oakland A's, but they're kind of sleeping on somebody's couch in Sacramento right now. I'm going to tell you who's in a home run derby, and then the NBA is doing something weird as well. What else is new? It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. You just heard him. It's time for a news flash with Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. This portion of the show is sponsored by Hyundai's 2025 hybrid vehicle lineup. Advanced safety and technology meets hybrid efficiency. It's the best of both worlds. Best of both worlds. Yep. Well, never mind. Let me leave Jay-Z and R. Kelly alone. Anyway, before we went to break, we talked about Amanda Anisimova representing the United States of America in Wimbledon. She's going to be in the final taking on Swiatek. And then I told you about a guy who, well, he's not representing any, he's not representing anybody right now. His name is DJ LeMahieu. He got fired from the New York Yankees. They waived him. They waived him. He's not going to be in a home run derby. He's not going to be an all-star. He's not winning a batting title because he stinks right now. Okay. But next week, we got a bunch of guys who don't stink. Here in Atlanta, Georgia, we know that the Major League Baseball All-Star Game is going to take place. All the weekend's festivities are going on. And have the celebrity game and, of course, the home run derby. And then, I mean, there's so much going on. Botcher, do you know what this weekend is like in Atlanta?
No idea. Probably just a lot of tourists.
Hell, okay? There is the Major League Baseball All-Star Game. Thank God the majority of it is kind of sort of in the burbs. It's not in the center of the city, but it doesn't matter. People need hotel rooms, right? So we have, it's Major League Baseball All-Star Weekend. Beyonce has four shows starting tonight over the weekend, okay? So you got Major League Baseball All-Star stuff the whole weekend. You got Beyonce for more than the whole damn weekend with four shows. And then you have the WWE, which is running two shows. No, damn it, they're running like three shows, two arena shows and one smaller arena show over the weekend as well. And so this is going to be one of the most eclectic crowds ever. You got baseball fans, Beyonce fans who are here on vacation and people who live here trying to see Beyonce for four separate days. And then you got WWE fans. This is a day to go outside and just stare at people, huh? A weekend.
Just people watch? If you write down like a tally for each event, what would it be like? How many baseball jerseys? Cowboy Carter outfits do you see?
Bruh, do you know walking into the studio, do you know how many women in cowboy hats I saw? And I was like, oh, crap, they're going to go see Beyonce. Do you know how much more traffic was out here as I got into work? So much. I'm like, they're here for Beyonce. Like, there's no other reason for people to be walking around in bedazzled denim jeans and cowboy hats. I'm like, they're here for Beyonce. I forgot.
All you heard was Single Ladies?
Are they single ladies?
No, all you heard was the song Single Ladies.
No, I didn't see it. I think they are single ladies, but I didn't hear the song. I asked one of my friends, you going to go see Beyonce? He's like, yeah, I'm going to see Beyonce twice. I said, what? To see Beyonce. I've never seen Beyonce in person. I like Beyonce, but I don't need to go see her. I don't know. I'm trying to think. I've ever seen Jay-Z. I don't think so. Maybe. I don't know. Probably not. I've seen Kanye before he lost his mind a long time ago, like 20 years ago. Anyway, we got the home run derby here next week. There will be a lot of people here in jerseys and enjoying Atlanta. Good for them. They can hang out with the Beyonce and WWE fans. We got an addition to the home run derby. Brent Rooker from the A's, the team that has no city. He has 19 home runs on the year. He has been added to the slate. Of course, we got Ronald Acuna, hometown boy, going to be representing for the Atlanta Braves. Ronald Acuna, he talked about whether or not, and especially a guy who's dealt with all these knee injuries and leg injuries, hopefully he doesn't tie himself out. He was asked if he's healthy enough to actually participate in this thing. This is what he told the FanDuel Sports Network.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I'm so excited to be there with the best fan in baseball in my city.
Oh, great. Good. He's healthy for now. Byron Buxton, he's not from the city. He's not too far away. He's from Georgia. He has 20 home runs. I'm glad that he... Why they put all these hurt-ass guys in a home run derby? But anyway, Byron Buxton, he was on the MLB Network, and he was asked about how he's getting ready to hit all these home runs.
It's a little bit harder than what most people think. Just getting in the box, no turtle. Just feels like you're on an island by yourself a little bit. So just kind of getting used to the derby effects and not having that turtle and... You know, having a catcher back there and getting used to Tommy.
Oh, my goodness. Botcher Turtle is the umpire?
It's the helmet. I'm assuming it's a helmet.
The turtle? I was like, you played baseball. Like, you know, the helmet, I guess?
I'm assuming it's helmet just because it would make no other sense. Like how a human, like a turtle shell, I guess. I don't know. It's dumb.
First thing I thought of was the umpire. I'm like, he has a shell. I mean, I don't know. Whatever. So that's not widely used baseball lingo? I've never heard it.
I never heard it before this interview.
You never had a turtle. Okay. We got all types of guys in it. Cal Raleigh, he got 36 home runs. He's a catcher. What the hell he got 36 home runs in the first half for? Over here setting records with the Seattle Mariners. He says he's been dreaming of this since he was a wee child.
I'm the home run derby champ. Stay in the pampin'
I wasn't in the contest, was he?
You are going to win, What'd you say? I'm the man. Oh, yeah.
That was him as a kid. Like, that was Cal Raleigh as a kid. It's saying he's going to be the home run derby. He might be the home run derby champ. I can tell you one guy I would not bet on to be the home run derby champ. O'Neal Cruz. I don't necessarily look at him and just go, oh, man, home run hitter. But he's in the derby. Let's listen to him, kind of, sort of, through his translator, talk about how excited he is to hit these damn home runs.
Like I said, I'm really, really happy just because that's what I do. I like to hit balls far, and I think I'm going to enjoy it a lot.
Did he need a translator for that? It was just in case he needed. I needed to hit balls. Let me see. Do I know how to say that in Spanish? I like to huevos. How do you say
hit? I don't know how to say hit. Pelotas.
Punch. How you say punch? Hit. How you say punch in Spanish? Damn. There's a word for it.
I'm not there yet.
Nah. It's a boxing terminology. Oh, my God. I should know what this is. Me gusta. I like. You said huevos, right? Huevos. Those are eggs, right?
Those are eggs. Yeah, it's pelotas.
Pelotas. Okay. Yeah, baseballs. Okay, there you go. Pelotas. I said huevos. Okay. Botch, am I going viral for this? No, right?
I'd assume no.
Okay. I hope not.
Just be not careful.
Oh, listen. Yeah, okay.
Just the way you pronounce that, the eggs, just be careful.
The eggs? Okay.
Yeah, there's a second meaning if you say it wrong.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I've heard. Yeah. Anyway. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. It's home run derby. These guys gonna be getting tired. They gotta add another guy. There's only seven dudes. Okay, we got James Wood, Cal Raleigh, Caminero, Buxton. Just told you about Rooker being added. O'Neal Cruz, he ain't winning. And then you got Ronald Acuna Jr., who most people here, everybody here, will be rooting for him to win. And so they have to add one more person between now and then. Each player is going to get 40 pitches and 3 minutes to hit as many home runs as possible. That's a lot of swinging. Hitting home runs for 3 minutes, and then they whittle that down to the final four, and then you got the knockout rounds, and then you got the finals between the two winners from there. Okay? This time we get two, in the finals, they get 2 minutes and 27 pitches. That's a lot. That's a lot of swinging. Botch, you ever hit a home run?
The only home run I've ever hit in my career, it was when I was a young lad, and the person in center field was eating grass. So think of how old I was.
The person in center field was eating grass?
Yes. So they were very young. Okay. So I'm not a power hitter.
This home run went approximately 10 feet.
No, I'd say like it was about like 210, 240.
210, 240.
Yeah, that's center field.
Wow. That's the person was eating grass?
Yeah, it wasn't inside the Parker. It wasn't a real one.
Oh.
That's why, okay. You know.
Oh, boo, 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 boo.
Got to show off the wheels that I didn't have.
I like it when the videos pop up online and the kids are moonwalking and doing cartwheels around the bases and running the wrong way on the base pass. That stuff is fun.
Until you get to, like, I don't know, fourth grade, and then you're like, why are you still doing this?
Oh, yeah. And they sit you down. Lou Piniella will tell you, sit your behind down. You suck. Anyway, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. Speaking of young lads, in about an hour from now, we're going to have two very young lads going at it in Las Vegas. Bronny James, Cooper Flagg. The game that everybody wants to see. Or is it? Come on now. People are hyping this thing up like it's the second coming. Stop it. We'll talk about this on the other side of the break. We'll get into LeBron James, the father of Bronny, and then we'll have a conversation with Keith Smith from Spot Track. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, the Infinity Sports Network.